What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United XFL Podcast.
So we are here podcasting for the first time, an instant reaction show of the XFL. It's the first ever XFL thing. So somebody who's watching on Facebook needs to mute that.
That was me.
Okay. So with us we have James from the UK. James, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Probably about a 1.5. I had a couple of beers this afternoon, but stopped about 3 hours ago.
All right. And then Jason from the US, what's your number?
I'll go with one. Got a energy drink and vodka, that green monster that we found for the Christmas party. I can't get enough of it. Yeah, I know my heart's gonna explode in 20 years, but hey, right now it's worth it.
All right, and then we also have Ash from the UK, Dome Patrol UK. What's your number?
I'm about a 4. I've been on the ozone.
Ooh. Ash, you started when rugby came on, which was about 17 hours ago.
Which is about 6 a.m. your time.
Right, and I did watch rugby, but I didn't start drinking until the end of rugby, so I don't have as high a number. So yeah, I've been drinking some vodka and Crystal Light squirts, and I've switched over to drinking some Coors Light now, taking it a little easy because it's going to be a long day. It's still only 4:30 our time. Scott's watching live, and you know, it's funny, I found the irony in all of this that Scott is probably among all of us the most excited about the XFL, and yet he couldn't watch today. He's otherwise preoccupied. He did say, just have a sec to jump on and say, go Defenders, G-E-A-U-X, on the live stream. So he's watching there. And yeah, the Defenders did win the first ever XFL, because we're pretending like it never started years and years ago.
This is the reboot.
Well, they did say in the very – so let's get into it. So in the very beginning, there's no pregame. They gave us like a, what, 5 minute before kickoff, and they did say, if all you know about the XFL is he hate me, then put all that aside. We're starting over. There's no records. There's no history. It's as though it never happened again. So it is kind of like the first ever. So let's go through, maybe, James, you start. What's your initial general reaction to the first XFL game?
It's fun to watch. Really, yeah. Really fun to watch. You know, the first kickoff you saw was a little bit weird, but it works. You know, even though they haven't got that far to run to tackle, they do lay some big hits on the returner. I love the sideline interviews during the game. You know, absolutely. Really, really big fan of the sideline interviews during the game. You know, quarterback's just thrown a pick six, and the first thing a receiver, the interviewer comes over and says is, well, how do you feel? How do you think he feels?
Right.
How do you think he feels? And then also being able to listen to the referees talk.
Yeah.
I think that's really good as well.
Yeah, I don't think you'll ever see that in the NFL. They don't want you to hear, what do you want us to do, Supreme Leader? Jason, how much of the games did you get to watch?
About maybe like a quarter and a half.
All right, and you were very anti-XFL
It's not that I was anti, I just wasn't as excited as y'all. Just because, you know, I'm interested, like the quirky rules I think are intriguing. You know, like the first time I saw the kickoff, I was like, that's interesting, you know, just different thing. The fact that you can 1, 2, or 3 points on a touchdown, and they were talking about it when the shitty Seattle team was going to kick a field goal. It's like, look, yeah, they'll be down 9, but they can score 9 if they score a touchdown due to the, you know, the extra points. So some of that stuff is interesting, but at the end of the day, you know, the talent level, it's a drop off from the NFL, and that's why these leagues tend to struggle, just because the talent level isn't there. Like, yes, it's football.
There was a bit of a drop off, but I don't feel like it felt like a minor bowl game or even preseason football. It felt like it was above that, still not NFL level. I'm looking on the live stream here. Keenan Gibson says, Pimbo! Ash, you know this guy?
Possibly, I don't know.
Keenan Gibson, Ash.
Keenan! I know many people.
All right, Ben, who is a part of the Dome Patrol United, but he wasn't allowed to be on the live stream on this episode because he didn't watch any of the game, says, what's up, guys? Where's the other cool English guy? Hey, we'll let you know when we find him. Oh, okay. No, I'm just kidding. But no, all right, so, James, you mentioned some of those rule changes. I would have to say, I'm watching this, every single thing that they chose to be deliberately different than the NFL feels like a right decision, at least with this first game.
It worked. There was nothing that you looked at and you kind of went, huh? Why have they done that? It all seemed to flow. It didn't really affect, you know, it didn't really change the way you look at the game, which I suppose is a good thing where you can change a few things within it, but it's still essentially a game of football. I just think it's a really, really fun way to play the game.
Yeah. I mean, you guys, Jason, Ash, anything to, I mean, which of the, like, the kickoff, Jason, I think you had texted while we were watching about, like, I think you had seen, you walked in on a kickoff or something, and when you turned it on, you're like, well, that was...
Well, and the first one I saw, because, I have no idea what the rules are. The first one I saw, the kick didn't go far enough, apparently. So then they got the ball at the – that was, like, at the end of the first half. So then they get the ball at the 40, and they ended up getting a field goal out of it. I was like, okay. I mean, sure. It's – you know, I mean, like, I had just had no clue. I was like, all right, yeah.
He's enjoying his Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Right? I was so focused on the chicken. Kind of stunned me for a second.
The thing is I go quickly going back to Jason's comment about you know, the talent drop off and things like that. This is the first game. This is the first game of the new league. So we can't really, you know, compare it to, say, the old XFL to the new one. So it's let's watch it for the first week or two and let's see, you know, the comparison. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's the first game in the new league. People are going to be making mistakes. They're going to be they're going to be nervous. So see what happens in next week. See if they clean up these mistakes. Just like the NFL, you got players that make, you know, huge mistakes or sloppy mistakes or rookie mistakes. You know, these will be cleaned up throughout the season. If it doesn't, then obviously it's not going to last. But I'm pretty sure, you know, they've had 2 years now to get this right. So let's not shoot it down first. Let's see how they progress in the next couple of weeks.
That's a fair assessment because, I mean, you even look at the Super Bowl. I mean, any big game like that, you know, and you even Pat Mahomes started kind of jittery in the NFL mm-hmm. Super Bowl, and so did what's his face, Jimmy G. But they bounced back within that game, and I would argue that the defenders as a team bounced back in this game. Seattle. It kind of looked like, you know, clearly they're going to stick with Silver, but I don't know. This guy kind of, it makes sense why he wasn't playing at the professional level. This guy was throwing darts into the ground throughout the entire game. And I don't know whether that's jitters or that is to Jason's point about the fact that this is just who he is. He doesn't have it. And I, you know, hearing the coaches call the plays in, and hearing what these guys, it gives you a whole new respect, even for, you know, we sit here and we talk about even, you know, talk about the Saints and the NFL, and we talk about, we start dogging players for not doing the right thing 100% of the time. But I tell you what, if I was a quarterback in any level like that, and I'm getting Fox 48, 72, 9, Omaha, bring, bang, ting, dong, whatever.
Bring, bang, ding, dong?
By the time I get in the huddle and I have to repeat what I heard, I forgot the first 7 words of that. I'd never be able to – everybody would be confused the whole time. Then you've got to play the game on top of that. I mean, new respect to everybody after you start to hear what goes on in their ears, in their head the whole time.
I did like hearing that, but I'm curious if they're going to keep doing that because theoretically, what's to stop the other team from having a feed like on the defense and they hear what the coach is going to call? So, and I know all the terminology is different, but there's certain terminology like guys who play football. I know it sounds crazy to us, but these guys have had all kinds of crazy terminology their whole lives. So do you think there's a possibility that the defense could – it could assist the defense in knowing what play is coming.
Are you insinuating there could be cheating in a professional sport?
Bill Belichick is not in the XFL. I don't think we have anything to worry about.
Wasn't there a tweet about the feed doesn't go to.
Yeah, apparently you're right. I mean, the other team supposedly doesn't have access to any kind of in like CCTV or anything like that.
Well, so say they can't just turn on ABC or Fox.
But if I'm playing, let's say for example, if I'm playing against Seattle next week, then on Monday I'm DVRing the game. On Monday I'm watching, and I'm going to hear some stuff from what they're saying, which I guess, I mean, how much of that means you've got to change what things mean each week to week so that the other team can't catch on, or I don't know, or how many of those words, like they give you, you know, a play that's called in is what, 17 words?
Spider Y2J Banana X3 Soft Charmin left.
Yeah, yeah. And then Broham, don't forget, Broham, you know. So
record, don't forget maybe, to record, record.
Maybe three of those words actually mean something. And it's kind of like baseball. It's not just that they mean something. It's when they're said. Like if a word that starts with a vowel follows another word that starts with a vowel, then it's a pass play to the, you know, it's a run to the left or something. So the quarterback's got to be smart enough to pick up on all of that stuff. I don't know.
I mean, offensive line are only listening out for one or two words in the play call so they know what their blocking assignment is. But the rest of it is the play and then the routes that the receivers run or the gap that the running back has to hit. And then obviously sometimes they throw in extra words, which will be the play if they call an audible.
But even still, if I'm a good coach, I listen to what I can listen to. And here's the thing. Maybe this is it.
You listen to what you can listen to?
If I'm a good coach, I mean, you're recording that whether it's playing on Fox or ABC anyway. You're finding, like, you're a Belichick. You're recording that no matter what. Yeah. And you're listening to it, and you are going to study and say, okay, every time he said that word, this was the blocking scheme. Then next week, you're going to start to try and pick up on, okay, these blockings. But again, you still don't hear it during the game. You don't hear it during the game, so you don't know what's being called.
But I mean,
the blocking scheme only happens after the ball's been snapped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. This is just a conspiracy theorist in me thinking that somebody that, you know, they're going to have somebody up in the suite with the Fox broadcast on and they're going to hear it and relay it. But by the time that happens,
it's too late.
Know, right. That's probably the case.
Yeah. So simmer down.
I do like all the access, all the interviews. I mean, I'm all for as much, you know, access. Just do, you know, and that's part of just be a different, you know, television product than the NFL. I'm intrigued. Let's, you know. I enjoy it.
That's right. All right. Donnie Morton on the live stream says, what's up, first-time watcher, long-time listener? How about that? Look at that. First time. I guess he's an XFL fan. He hated it when we were the Saints. He's here for UNS. Yeah, he did ask, what's up with the old man? Where is the old man voice, Damon, LOL? So, yeah, Damon's voice has been replaced by Ash.
Right.
Ash, you fill in that role.
And we gave him an accent.
It softens it a bit. It makes him smarter.
Yeah, but Damon's got more hair than me, so. Yeah.
Well, but you're the smarter
wig next time.
All right. But yeah, I mean, the player interviews, that's another big part of it. At first I thought it was just going to be coach interviews because that was the first thing they did. And then the player interviews. Now, we did already, within the first half, they're talking to Seattle. I guess the Seattle what's that guy from Green Bay with the long hair? I can't remember his name's
Clay escaping. Matthews.
Clay Matthews. It's like Seattle's Clay Matthews. He had long hair, and he said, "We're trying to just execute the fucking play or something." And you know, the sensor beep came in a little late, so yeah. that's part of the risk.
Yeah, they'll be on that
live
next week.
Live interviews. I don't know, how do you fix that? I mean, but whatever.
The guy that dropped the F-bomb is actually from I think they said he was from West Monroe, Louisiana, so he's a local. Okay. He's a local boy for you.
Hmm. That's our guy.
Well, didn't they showed like some footage from the locker room at one of the locker rooms at halftime?
Both of them.
Correct? Okay.
Yeah, they came in, and I don't know if by the time they put the camera in, the coaches had said and done all, and they were just, and they'd done all the what they were going to do, and that this was just for the camera, but regardless, Was there a coach that maybe you felt a little bit more confident about and inspired by based on what you heard in the locker room? Or how did it meet your expectations for what a halftime locker room might actually sound like?
For me, it was the Dragons coach that was the more impressive, because he was the one that was making adjustments to his play calling, said he's not going to call the sluggo route anymore because the safety was jumping it. Whereas the defenders coach was just a bit of play hard, hit them, make them pay, rah, and that was it.
Barely that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Not even that much enthusiasm.
It didn't sound like he bought into his own speech. No, I'm here to give you a motivational speech, and that's what I'm going to do.
Be motivated.
No, this is the smart of the people of Seattle. Just tell us your plays, and we'll run them.
This locker room camera, it sounds like a great idea, but then there's going to be a game where all of a sudden in the background, some dude's changing his pants, and you see a big dong flop out, and that'll be the end of that.
that might happen, you know. Yeah, I just feel like that, right? Yeah, it, like Ash, I think your earlier point, I mean, I think it rings true, not just in the game itself, but all these people on the camera, they're clearly aware that they're on.
Yeah.
And week one, first game ever, it's going to be different several weeks from now when they start to get a little more comfortable with it. And I think there will be more.
Yeah, because let's compare it, say, from this week's, you know, from this week's set of games to week five. And, you know, let's do a compare and contrast. See how, you know, let's see how the teams from week one have changed into week five. And then that way we can have a bit of a comparison, saying, you know, the Seattle Dragons still suck after, you know, 5 weeks. You know, the defenders played well week one, but they've gone off the wagon weeks two and three and four and so forth. So, yeah, let's get this week out of the way. Let's see what goes on. And then we can compare and contrast midway through the season.
I agree. All right. Any other things? This is a donkey bite. We're running up on 20 minutes, so we're already at final thoughts for your first XFL experience. Ash, why don't you start?
I enjoyed it for the first game. I actually quite enjoyed it. You know, like, you know, it's like James said, you know, the kickoff was a bit weird, but it was good. I would have liked to have seen a 3-point try, you know, after they scored a touchdown, but I'm sure that will come, you know, in coming weeks. But yeah,
when someone needs three to win.
I quite enjoyed it. So more XFL next week. Thank you very much.
Well, even tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
Or even tonight.
Well, the game on now.
Yeah, the LA Wildcats are playing right now, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the team I'm least interested in for some reason. Probably because every team that
goes got LA in it.
Wait, yeah, but Jeff, they play in the second biggest market in the U.S. How are you not interested? How is that not an automatic interest?
Well, they're probably given a playoff spot for free by the league. Mm. Oh, wait, no, Roger Goodell's not running this league. All right. James, your final thoughts?
I really enjoyed it. Like I said, it was fun. It was entertaining. I just hope that the crowds in America keep coming so it continues to still be enjoyable, because if the crowds start dropping, interest will drop and it won't be as much fun. But yeah, for a first game, it was much, much better than the AAF or whatever it was that fell apart last year.
Yeah. And don't you think a lot of that has to do with just general accessibility? The fact that the AA, whatever it was, I mean, you had to have a special cable subscription in order to even know that it existed. I mean, it was not on ABC, Fox, or anything. Mm-hmm. It was on some random channel that half the people in the country didn't even get as part of their cable package. The XFL did things right by making themselves, every single game will be on Fox, ABC, or ESPN.
Well, it's the same over here. We got called what is called BT Sport, and it's where a lot of college games get shown, you know, on the UK. And that's what they've done with our channels. We've got it free over here, so we can watch every single game and doesn't need a special subscription, so I'm all for it.
No, yeah. And then locally, tickets apparently are like $25 to go. They're cheap, clearly, and then necessarily so. We even looked at Houston, which is only about a far and a half hour drive from here.
Far and a half?
Far and a half.
It's far and away.
It's far. Andrea actually found row one and a corner for $48. That's
those it. Are probably the worst tickets in the whole stadium. You don't want those.
But they're $48. And
but you're not. One. But you no, want
we're
to see.
Not gonna go. But you just saw.
But like those seats, you can't see half the field.
That's okay.
Is it?
I'm not going. I'm not. I
know.
Didn't buy them. Which is
okay.
Just
yeah.
Okay.
The interesting. Yeah. The interesting ones will be when they're playing in the big stadiums, because obviously they're playing in CenturyLink Field. They're playing in MetLife Stadium. It may look slightly different in a 90,000 seat stadium because they're
it's
probably
gonna look empty. It's gonna look, you mean it's gonna look like a Jacksonville Jaguars game in the US?
London or a Falcons Jaguars.
Game. Or a Falcons. Well, I'm talking about the US one.
The Falcons, Falcons game. Yeah.
Well, no, Falcons game. That's different. That's even worse.
Yeah. So it was quite good that it
looks like the AAF
stadium. Yeah, they are. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's a stadium that holds, I think, 22,000 people, and I think that worked because it looked full.
Yeah,
and it actually sounded. I mean, granted, I didn't watch a ton of Redskins games this year or any, but I feel like the crowd and the pops, the cheers for big plays from, you know, I listened to a DC show, so there's some followers on there, and they said the pop sounded louder at that game than at any Redskins game this year. Now, granted, the Redskins are like the worst franchise in the league, but
the pops as the hits in the game? Or
No. The cheer pop. Right. Yes.
WWE-style pop. He's linking
that's
the WWE.
That's because they, like see, the Falcons, they're pumping crowd noise into the stadium.
Or just people are excited for a new team. But having the smaller stadiums, I think, definitely works. At least in the
beginning. It just looks full. I mean, it's the venue fits the size, right? I mean, if you fill up a small stadium, then you move on to the bigger stadium. But until then, just stay with the small stadium. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's why Jeff gets small condoms.
I mean, fuck you. I have to sew two of them together. All right. What am I doing? Jason, final thoughts. I should revoke your final thought after that.
Hey, look, I was lukewarm on the XFL coming in, but I did give it a look, and that was mildly intrigued. And I'll probably check out some of the next game, you know, until the Pelicans game starts tonight at 6:30. So, look, I'm willing to give it a chance. I did like, and I don't know how much gambling goes on, but clearly it's got to be offered somewhere. But they actually had the point spread and the over-under like on the scoreboard on the bottom of the screen for the entire broadcast.
Yeah, so, that was weird, right?
It wasn't weird considering how big gambling is. I think that's a big part to get people invested into it because, look, there's plenty of degenerate gamblers out there. And if you want to get people invested, allow them to bet on these. That's going to attract eyeballs because – people, you know, plenty of degenerates out there. So I think that's definitely a smart move by them to have that actively on the screen.
All right. Clever. You're right. Yeah, I did
notice. The under took it, didn't it? Wasn't the over under at 51.5?
Yeah, it was
51
and a half.
Yeah. And it was 50 and a points half. In the game? 50 points.
And the spread was 9.5 for a while. It looked like, oh, that's Seattle's easily going to cover it. And then Seattle became, you know, apparently they are the worst team in the league. So.
Okay, so Donnie Morton, he did ask if Damon retired. I said yes. He says, okay, thanks. I loved him and Jeff Rant. And then later he says, Jason, I meant. Mm-hmm. So, Donnie, are you saying you loved Damon and Jason and not me? Yeah, go fuck yourself. Or maybe he loved my Damon. Yeah, clearly, there's something. He loved me more than both of you is all I can think of.
Okay.
That's one way of looking at it.
That's right. All right. Well, thanks for everybody for listening to our first ever Donkey Bite in the new Dome Patrol United era. This one was the XFL. We will have more Donkey Bites around Pelicans, around the Premier League, around Survivor when it starts on Wednesday. What am I missing? LSU. That's right.
Tiger Week.
LSU. Did you just say LSU?
No, I said LSU.
I thought you said Jew.
Not LSU. LSU. All right. Anyway, that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank all of our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol United. Follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol US and Dome Patrol UK. For daily conversation, like us on Facebook to watch our live broadcasts, subscribe on YouTube to watch or listen as an alternative to your podcast app. And of course, there's the old-fashioned way of listening, Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, DPU donkeys.
Somebody's got to say good night, Who Dat Nation.
Somebody's going to say something.
Wait, this is the XFL podcast. What do we say?
Good night, like XFL Nation.
Good night, XFL Nation.
We'll have to work on that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.